Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. After reading these scriptures, I would like to make a statement. Following Jesus is not for wimps. It's really hard. And when I read something like this, I want to say, can I just skip over these things? It is not for wimps, especially the story of Philemon. Paul asks Philemon to do something that really is nervy of Paul to ask. You know the story? Philemon was a wealthy man, and in those days, wealthy people not only owned stuff, they owned people too. It was the part of the ancient world, and it was a given. Philemon was also a Christian, and he was a very generous man, a man who was known for his generosity, his kindness. So you know that even those who were in his employ in forced labor were treated well. Onesimus, his slave, must have been a trusted slave because he had access to Philemon's funds. So one day, Onesimus left Philemon's employ, not by being asked, but he ran away, and he took some of Philemon's funds with him. And those funds got him to Rome, where he met up with a man named Paul. Now, Paul was in prison, so we're not quite sure how this encounter happened. It could be that Onesimus decided that he needed income and might have been one of Paul's guards. We have no idea. But they did meet up. And in his meeting with Paul, he was converted, and he became a Christian. Not only did he become a Christian, he became a very different person. And while he was with Paul, he helped Paul in so many ways. And so Paul sends Onesimus back to Philemon with a note. Now, I could understand if Paul sent him back saying, have mercy on him. He's done a bad thing to you. Please forgive him. But he doesn't say that. He goes far beyond that. He said, I'm sending him back to you, and I want you to throw your arms around him and embrace him like a brother. What would you do if somebody in your employ did that to you? How many of us would throw our arms around the offender and treat that person like a brother or sister? Now, this is not a call to be naive or foolish. I am sure that Philemon watched his silver a little more closely after that. And Paul does not force him to do what he wants him to do. He asks him to do that. And he puts this relationship on another plane. I know that there are times in my life that I have been less than charitable to people who have done far less than Onesimus did to Philemon. What about you? The gospel is not for wimps. The gospel is asking us to embrace the offender. There's also a problem here with poor Onesimus. Here he's made a change. He's turned his life around. He's useful. He's helpful. Now, Onesimus means useful. So there's a play on words here. But he's very useful to his partner in the Lord, Paul. And then Paul asks him to go back and make it right. You see, the gospel also doesn't let us off the hook when we've done something wrong. And we still have to go back and make amends and reparations. Now, Onesimus could not afford to pay Philemon back. Paul said that would be on him. But he says, you need to make it right. So could you imagine Onesimus having to make that long journey back, not knowing at best he might have been a slave for life and branded as a slave. At worst, he could have been killed. But he had to go back and make peace with his former employer. The gospel is not for wimps. Even when you've done something wrong and we've asked for forgiveness, there's still that other step of reparation, of making it right. Now, the end of the story is really wonderful. History tells us that Onesimus became a bishop of the church. And it's through Onesimus that we have the story in the Bible of Philemon. And Onesimus was known as a great and generous and loving bishop to his people. What a joy it is to serve Christ, to know that people can change, to know that the gospel can change people from the inside out. But often our challenge as the church is when someone has done so many bad things and then says they're turned around, we as communities sometimes label that person and they can never live the label down. And we are poorer for it. Philemon managed to forgive his servant and allow him to blossom. Can we do the same? There's a story in my family. In my father's side of the family, I had an uncle who was married very briefly. His wife died in childbirth. She left two little children for him to raise. And so he went out, and in those days, it wasn't so much for love. He went out to find himself a wife that could help him raise these two children. And he found a wife from among the mountain people. They lived in the mountains of Tennessee. And this woman was a very rough mountain woman. She told me the story later in life that when she was a young girl and they'd walk to school, her sister was beaten up by one of the teachers. They allowed corporal punishment, and the little girl came home with welts. And this aunt of mine marched in as an adolescent. She went to the teacher, put her up against the wall, and said, "You touch my sister again, I'll beat you to death." And she said, "And you know, I meant it." This is the kind of roughneck she was. So she married into the family, and she still remained the roughneck. She went on to raise this man's children and had some children with him, with my uncle. And after a while, I guess the marriage went so much on the rocks that he found somebody else who was more suited to his temperament, a very sweet lady. And he took up with her. And the story goes that at one time, they both looked down the barrel of the shotgun that my aunt had. And she threatened them with their lives, so they went and moved to another state. Now, the problem was that my father's family had to deal with this woman because she was still in the family. She was still on that mountain with all the rest of them, but they never liked her. And over the years, they tolerated her. By the time I met her, she was a preacher's wife. And she still had some rough edges, but she was the most generous, kind, loving person you could imagine. And I observed as a young person when the family would get together that although she had changed and blossomed into this wonderful person, the rest of the family would look at her with pursed lips and you could see they were barely tolerating her existence. They were the poorer for it. And yet I observed that this woman, who had been labeled the black sheep of the family, continued to love and serve and be kind to her former husband's family. That's the gospel. How is it with you? The gospel is a wonderful change agent. And sometimes there are people who grow and develop, and we miss it because we have pigeonholed them in one place. When we come to the Lord's table, is there somebody that you need to deal with? Take that person to Jesus. The gospel is a wonderful change agent. What will you do with it this week? Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that you don't leave us where we are, but that we have the opportunity to grow and develop into wonderful people of God. We thank you that Philemon was willing to embrace his slave as his brother. We thank you for the work of grace, and we ask that you would help us to be agents of your grace, and we bring that one to you who has been stuck in our craw for years. You know that one. You know our hearts. We ask that you would speak to us and change us. In Jesus' name, amen.